So can you talk a little more specifically about how this assay is utilized in practice?
I use this assay in most of my patients who have estrogen-positive tumors that are lymph node negative. There are a couple of exceptions. I still occasionally see women who, for various personal reasons and their own philosophy, say, I am not taking chemotherapy. It doesn't matter what you tell me my risk might be or the benefits might be. That's not something that I'm ever doing. Well, if a woman has already clearly made that decision and knows that the results of this test will not sway her, even if she's in the high-risk group, then there's really no point in ordering the test. Similarly, for some of my older patients or patients who have substantial other health problems where I'm uncomfortable in my ability to give them chemotherapy safely, then this test also is not going to sway our decisions and there would be no point in ordering it. But short of those situations, I think it's a test patients should know about and think about whether that would help them make decisions. I think it's particularly important because there are patients whose risk based on this test ends up being substantially lower than we might have predicted based on those simple factors, who otherwise would have been recommended to get chemotherapy, who might be spared those side effects. But there are also women who we might have thought had a much lower risk of recurrence who really are in a much worse situation and really need chemotherapy. So it really can change decisions for some of those patients.